The Philadelphia School Reform Commission faces questions about whether it acted illegally during its January meeting. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, critics allege the body violated Pennsylvania's transparency laws.
Late into January's five-hour School Reform Commission meeting, Commissioner Sylvia Sims advanced a surprise motion before Chair Marge Neff.
So any further questions or comments?
Yes.
Commissioner Sims?
I have a motion on the floor. My heart is heavy, and I have pent-up emotions about the way the district has allowed many of our schools and low-income neighborhoods to fail our students and their families.
The text of the resolution was not given to the public beforehand, and the body did not invite public comment on that specific resolution before a vote was taken.
All right, Mr. Davis, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Sims's resolution, which immediately passed, resuscitated the idea of converting Germantown's Worcester Elementary into a charter school by inviting a full application for Mastery Charter. Superintendent William Height had pitched converting Worcester in October, but rescinded his recommendation in early January based on improving test scores. Those who opposed the conversion felt blindsided by the SRC's action. Many who otherwise would have come to that meeting to testify against it say they stayed home because they were assured by the superintendent that conversion was no longer a possibility.
Stop, wait till the bus stops. All right, have a good day.
Kenya Nation Holmes has two sons attending Worcester.
I do wish I was there, so when she stood up and said what she had to say, I could have interrupted her and said, how dare you?
Pennsylvania's Sunshine Act does not require governmental agencies to publish resolution agendas prior to meetings. The SRC typically does so anyway, weeks in advance. But the Sunshine Law does mandate that the public needs a chance to weigh in on an action before a vote. Philadelphia City Council President Darrell Clark says that didn't happen in this case.
I believe that is clearly a violation of the Sunshine Act, both in terms of law and in the spirit of the law.
To Clark, the move is more evidence that the unelected state-controlled body should be dissolved. But criticism does not end with Clark. Mayor Jim Kenney said he was shocked by the board's course of action, and newly elected Councilwoman Helen Gimm believes there should be a formal investigation. School District General Counsel Michael Davis disagrees. He argues that the SRC got plenty of public input on the idea, even if it came before the formal resolution was authored.
There was abundant public comment from parents on both sides of that issue for weeks, maybe months before the meeting.
That argument falls on deaf ears to parents like Holmes, who feel misdirected and railroaded by a move they say sets a worrisome precedent.
Just because it's been on the table, it doesn't make it so. An idea is just that, an idea. You still need a resolution. You still need something written down on paper. You still need to be official. Take the proper steps. And that's what I mean. They change the rules as they go along because they make them up. How can I keep up with your rules? Is every time you change them to fit your ideas.
Much of the criticism for the SRC in this case comes from those who tend to oppose expanding charter schools. But even outside neutral observers question the SRC's action and the district's legal justification. The state's Office of Open Records is headed by Eric Arneson, a former top Republican legislative aide.
That may very well be a winning legal argument. Legally, it may very well be correct. As a matter of best practice, if somebody had come to us in advance and said, here's the issue, what do you recommend, we certainly would have recommended a more robust process.
Arneson agrees with critics who say that actions like these undermine the public's trust in the integrity of the governmental process.
It's easy to understand the frustration. I can't imagine that anybody doesn't understand the frustration.
School Reform Commissioner Bill Green, who voted in favor of the resolution, almost concedes Arneson's point that the public should have been given a chance to comment before the vote.
In hindsight, maybe we should have done that, but the previous three meetings, people have commented on this exact issue, including some people commenting on it that night. I'm not sure we would have learned anything or it was necessary, but in hindsight, I would say perhaps it would be better to do that.
Green and other SRC members emphasize that this action merely invites a full application from Mastery. The final vote won't occur until April, giving the public plenty more chances to weigh in. Kevin McCory, WHYY News.